Hey guys, Nick Drossos,
Dr. Andrew Steinberg,
and welcome to another episode of
Have the Balls to Talk About It.
That's not your balls, Andrew.
That's my fob for the key.
There we go. We gotta hit the balls.
Have the balls to talk about it.
And back this week we have Dr. D. Woody.
Yes, Woody, our pelvic physio in-house. And we are gonna talk about premature ejaculation.
Premature ejaculation. So this is a topic, again, have the balls to talk about. It's something that men, you know.
Yeah.
You probably see it a lot in your
practice. Yeah, and premature ejaculation, for sure. I think estimates are 20, at least percent of the male population have premature ejaculation. In the definitions, and people talk about how many minutes, but to me, premature ejaculation is really if you ejaculate before you want to. All those definitions are good for research purposes, but that's what it is.
But is there a standard time, Andrew, like men are, men are asking, is there a time?
There's not 1 minute, and we're talking about not from foreplay on, but we're talking about, usually we talk about when it's penetration or when it gets to the beyond, let's say, foreplay. But if someone's used to taking 30 minutes and now they're ejaculating in 5 minutes, to me that can be considered premature ejaculation, secondary premature ejaculation. And just so everybody knows, the average is not 30 minutes, the average is more 5 to 8 minutes. So keep that in mind, because some people have also unrealistic expectations. They're watching porno and the guy's takes an hour and a half to come.
You probably know how much Viagra and stuff is pumped.
Yeah. I have a couple of male porn stars who have come to me for erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation. So I have 3 in my practice, actually. Anyway, so, some of the stuff that we have hasn't changed much to offer. We offer sex therapy to try to deal with it and try to mindfulness and the stop-start techniques, but those are kind of limited in how well they work. We have medications, there's creams that you can put on your penis which numbs, it takes away some of the sensitivity. That helps okay, decent in some men, very well in few men, but it does work. And we have the antidepressants, the category SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Because serotonin is involved in mood, it's also involved in ejaculation. These kind of block that. So we use this class of antidepressants, and they're pretty good. They work well, but they can have side effects and fatigue and so on. And people are afraid for the stigma because it's labeled as an antidepressant. Unfortunately, if it was invented just for this, it would probably get better mileage. But people see that this is an antidepressant, or they go to the pharmacy with the prescription and they say, "Well, are you depressed?" So it kind of scares them off. So it's great to have another look at where this is coming from and how we can improve it. And the pelvic floor and the pelvic muscles is one of those things. So I'll pass the mic on to Woody to describe how he has to help in men with pelvic in premature ejaculation.
Yeah, I think like premature ejaculation is just such a big topic. But to be honest, who do not have premature ejaculation? Almost all men start with our first sex as premature ejaculation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like people, we see a lot of people, they learn from this technique, from a stop, squeeze technique on this internet. One of the things we don't like that is interrupt your sexual pleasure, right?
So you're not for that? Talked about when it comes to premature ejaculation.
What's the downside? We think if we squeeze the pelvic muscle hard at the point of non-return, we should delay. But actually, when you reach the point around non-return, actually when you squeeze your pelvic muscle so strongly, sometimes you're going to trigger your ejaculatory reflex. So actually you're going to come quicker. So that's I think it's a misconception. People try to squeeze hard. And I see a lot of people actually do it and develop a lot of tension in their pelvic floor. They really try to control. In my practice, I always told them, ejaculation you cannot control. Once it's happened. Just enjoy it. The problem we can control is actually your excitement. So you have to really understand where you are in terms of your body reaction during different stage of the sex. So that's why we have this, I use this a lot from my patients, called pelvic fireworks. So basically you separate, you know, the whole sex into different stages. You know, we have warm stage, we have a hot stage, we have fire stage, and people know what's the physiological manifestations during this stage. And they collaborate with their breathing technique, collaborate with their pelvic floor contraction or relaxation. They can way more control their excitement. So then I have a patient not only just get better with premature ejaculation, but I have people actually have become multiple orgasmic men. So they have multiple orgasm, actually they control way more better.
And is there, I mean, I'm pretty sure the viewers are asking, how do you get this done? Like, is there training? Is it like, I mean, is everything a matter of practice, exercise, training, things they could do, have to do with their partner, or they can do alone? How does that look like?
Yeah, as a physical therapy, exercise and education is our main tools to help the patient. Patient have to do their exercise, and it's always after the evaluation we figure out what's their problem, right? Is there a position issues? Is there any mechanical issue we can address? And they have to do the exercise. And many exercises for their ejaculatory control, actually, they have to start by themselves, which is solo practice. You know, they have to do this, what I call it, mindful masturbation, right? They have to play with themselves, and have to really aware each stage where they are, and they have to understand their, you know, their physiological
manifestation. Mindful masturbation.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
I love it.
I mean, that should be used more often, I think, for men. There's something there to talk about. Like,
yeah, mindful is very important for sex. Like, a lot of people we find, actually, during sex, they are so distracted with their thought. And one of the things when they do mindful masturbation, ask them to, you know, understand four issues. What's the stimulation issues? What is their, thought in that moment? And how the pleasure manifests? And they have to know, understand the whole body response. So there's a lot of things they need to do and they need to track, and we help them to learn where they are in the sex, and with different breathing of pelvic exercise, movement exercise, and try to improve their performance.
That's right. It's the first time I hear this. I mean, we know more of the other medical stuff.
Yeah.
And what is the success rate if you want to see of someone who?
I would say like a premature ejaculation, if they can have a good erection, this is a very high successful condition.
Wow.
The issue is like a lot of people, they have a poor erection. That's another issue, so we have to address the erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction.
First, yes. A lot of people, they try to get an erection, good erection, they squeeze hard, and then all of a sudden, they forget about where they are, they trigger their ejaculatory reflex right away. So we always address the erectile dysfunction first, and then as soon as they have better erection, we address the premature ejaculation. They have to start to understand their body, you know, their awareness. So that's why it's called mindful masturbation. They are not just masturbate for fun. Actually, I told them, if you think about you have a sex, it's like a game day, masturbation is your practical day.
That's actually a really good approach. I think that I like the way you've put in that mindfulness, that Zen way of looking at it as well. You know, that I think that's really important, and I think that's something that men don't see it like that, right? We're conditioned, I think, to like, I think we gotta last.
I think pornography doesn't that's one of the worst enemies for all this stuff.
Yes. Like the pornography, like a lot of you, they connect with the screen and they disconnect with their body.
Wow.
And that's why what I see, a lot of clients, they come in, they don't even know what's going on down there.
Wow.
But they're so focused on their brain, on the screen, you know. So that's definitely a big issue. So for people we know like right now the pornography, like the industry, and people get exposed more and more. And one of the things I tell them, I'm not asking you to stop, okay, because this is a stimulation, it is, you learn a lot of like technique, whatever. But a lot of time I tell them, you have to figure out, find one or two you like the most, and you have to become your own filmmaker. You have to imprint that in your mind. When you do mindful masturbation, you have to detach with the screen, but you can definitely focus on the image or the thing you learn from pornography.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use it proper way, it can be a good, useful tool.
I have one last little question, which I I'm thinking about it because I'm sure the viewers are thinking about it. Somebody walks into your office for the first time. How long is the process? How long does it take for somebody to see the results?
It's varied from person to person.
But generally, is it a two-week process, a one month, a six-month?
If they only have these control issues, it's going to be changed very quickly. I would say within weeks.
No way. Why?
Yes. But the thing is, like, if they have other issues, pain, a lot of people, they have premature ejaculation. It's actually they don't want to go too high. They want to ejaculate quicker, try to avoid the peak pain they experience during sex.
That's true.
So there's also people that have erectile dysfunction. It's depending on how they recover from that. So I would say from person to person. But if this is the only issue, we do see very rapid changes.
Yeah. I just want to add one thing, because we like to also do shows on things that are coming, and there is this therapy which I would bet will be here within a year or two, which is a nice on the medical side of things, which is, hyaluronic acid, which people inject into their lips, their cheeks to plump it out. We're not talking about Botox, because that relaxes things, but it's the sister treatment to Botox. It's fillers, the plumping out agent. So there have been a couple of great studies where they inject the fillers into the head of the penis. And it's improved. Yeah, well, we freeze the penis. You actually feel almost nothing. And what it does, because some of the swelling pushes up against the structures and causes a decrease in the sensitivity of the penis, and has had really the three or four studies I've seen has had great outcomes in terms of delaying it. And it lasts for probably 6 months or longer.
So you inject it once and for 6 months?
Yeah. So, we're planning on doing a show on that, on fillers, sort of the aesthetic medications for sexual dysfunction, which is fillers for premature ejaculation and Botox actually into the penis for erectile dysfunction. In any case, thank you again, Woody, for enlightening us. And I learned a couple of new things today, which is good.
So guys, thank you for watching Have the Balls to Talk About It. Make sure to subscribe and hit the bell. As well, join Have the Balls Men's Club. We'll put the link in the comment box. And we're going to have Woody on live so you can ask him some questions. Maybe get a little training with him and see the exercises that you could do. So click the link. And thanks for watching. We'll see you guys next week.